2-1 victory at Fylde in the playoff semi-final second leg, 3-1 aggregate win. Mark, absolutely wonderful, congratulations.
Yeah, I think, you know, I thought we were good value for it. I thought over the two legs we've been, you know, the better side. And yeah, please get in. You know, we've had an up and down season. We've had, you know, stuff to deal with as we've gone through it, but we've got a chance now, that one-off game, to finally get where we wanted to be.
No, it didn't start the best way, though. 20 seconds gone and we conceded a goal. What are you thinking at that point?
Obviously disappointed. You know, the big thing was we felt that they were going to come at us and, you know, set the stall out to be positive to start with them. But we wanted to make sure that we stood up to that and looked to hit them on the counter-attack, and within, you know, 25 seconds, balls in our net. Obviously disappointed, but I thought the lads reacted really well from it. You know, we've had the one goal lead for 3 days now, and then within 20 seconds it's gone. You know, a lesser team maybe could have crumbled a little bit under that kind of setback, but with the experience we've got in the side and the quality that we've got, I thought we controlled the first half, certainly for large spells after that. Deservedly got our goal, maybe could have had one or two more. They almost did what we did in the last 20 minutes on Wednesday night, which was sit back and sort of look to hit us on the break, had one or two efforts ourselves. But yeah, and then obviously getting the goal before half time was big for us, and then once we got the second goal, I thought that was, you know, game over. I felt that we were only one winner from there.
Two goal scorers, you wouldn't have had them down before the game, Andy Holdsworth and Danny Boschel.
Yeah, certainly wouldn't have had a towering far post header from Danny Boschel, definitely not. And you know, Andy's goals are collector's items these days, but he's got a great right foot on him, and thought OJ did really well, held on to the ball well, and perfect little pass for him to come on to and struck it really well, you know. And like I say, once that one went in, I felt we were, you know, comfortable and dealt with what they had to throw us really well, and yeah, only one winner from there.
We don't know who we've got next week yet, because they're still playing at the time of this interview, 2-2 at the moment into extra time, but it feels different to the conversation we had at the end of last year's semi-final, as Wayne Brooksby had his jaw injury then, didn't he? And there was a Danny Boschel question as well. Got through a full clean bill of health today?
Yeah, I think so. No one's complaining in there of anything, so you know, fingers crossed we can go in with the same squad of players into the game next week. I think it was important for us, with the injuries that we've had through the season, that going into those last two games where we already had a place in the playoffs secured, that we were able just to rotate the squad a little bit, look after one or two players that needed it. You know, you come into this game against the team second in the league, I didn't mind where we finished. And not almost playing the team that finished second is, you know, is a better one for you, because having last Saturday they were here, they had a chance of winning the league. The last place they wanted to be was at Guiseley on Wednesday night, and I think we've taken advantage of that. But no, we managed to rotate the squad, and I think it freshened us up and has put us in a better position for these playoff games. Danny Boschel's been walking a tightrope on 14 yellow cards, another yellow card needed being suspended for 3 games, so certainly needed to manage him, and obviously he's got through the 2 games now, so that's pleasing for us that he'll be available this time for the final. But yeah, we've got ourselves in a position now. Hopefully the other two teams are kicking lumps out of each other as we speak, and you know, we can prepare for that game and really look forward to it.
Finally, just a quick word. The fans were in really good voice today and obviously delighted to get through, but they've come out in their number, haven't they, in pretty ropey conditions this afternoon.
Yeah, not a brilliant support for us. You know, it's fantastic, especially away from home. We've had some brilliant followings, and you know, today are kind of the rewards for going to Worcester on a Tuesday night and making the trek to Lowestoft for a 0-0. You know, these are the days that reward the fans for that, and you know, the players truly appreciate the support that we've had, and to have that big number behind the goal as well in the second half and celebrate with them at the end was really good. And hopefully, you know, it's the second to last one this season. Hopefully we can give them one more next week, wherever that might be.
Thanks, Mark.